Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We've been recording, right?
Okay. Thank God. Theme song.
I touched the mic with my mouth.
Well, it's the last one in this studio.
Yep. This is it. And surprisingly, it does not smell like doo-doo today.
Yeah, but that reptile smell.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
A little bit. I was like.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Anyways, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
To What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I'm Megan.
I am Caitlin.
And this is our podcast.
Yeah, where we talk about the reasons why we're into weird shit, why our excuses for being weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm gonna puke everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is gonna be a short episode, guys.
Yep. Because, yeah, I can't really stand up straight. I don't know if it's food poisoning, dude, like from this morning, the tacos, or what.
Well, I would think I would feel bad as well. Well, I didn't have any beans.
Yeah, maybe it's the beans. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, I eat striped tacos all the goddamn time. And I've never once gotten sick. Well, so.
First time for everything, bud.
I guess so. I ate some chicken nuggets at like midnight last night. I don't know if.
I don't think it'd be that.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be really delayed.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I had was Topo Chico all day.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry. Nope. Food does not sound good right now.
Ugh.
I'm very cold.
Do you have a fever?
I don't know. I meant to check. That's why I have my mask on, just in case.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like. I just feel really bad. I don't know if I was like holding it off, like through the market, just being like, because then like the moment I got out of my car, I was like, whoa. I mean, yeah. I've had the bad acid reflux all day. Like, man, when we were bending down to take apart my racks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like fucking like I was a goddamn dragon or something.
Yeah.
There's fire coming up my throat. So I don't know. But yeah, when I got out of my car, I was like, I was at something, right?
Ooh.
So I sat down, and then I was like, I think I'm gonna vomit. I tried to drink some water. I drank a good amount, but.
Yeah.
Then I had to stop because I thought it was going to make me puke.
Yeah.
And then I texted you. Anyways, that's probably enough talk about puke.
Yeah, well.
How was your week?
It was fine. Didn't really do much this week.
Yeah.
I was on quarantine. I got a letter from a debt collector, so that's great.
Fucked him.
I got an attorney taking care of it.
That's right.
So that's pretty much it. I'm trying to condense it just because we need to speed this along today.
Yeah. Oh, right. The podcast.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the attorney stuff.
No.
No. Yeah, I can't remember what happened to me. Ever so, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I've just been working, working lots and dealing with shit,
yeah.
So, hopefully, we're on the bright side of things. Doesn't sound like it today, huh? Mm-hmm. But it'll be fine.
We'll get there,
anyways. Yeah,
so do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I figured
we'll just go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, I figured you could start.
All right.
That way, in the event that we need to just call it quits.
Yeah, we got something. So we are talking about human superpowers, real human superpowers.
Supernatural abilities.
Yeah. So what I'm discussing is the gift of claircognizance.
There's so many different clairs.
There are.
Clairvoyant.
Claircognizant, clairsentient.
Yeah, all these things. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. I would like to learn more about claircognizant.
Yeah. So claircognizance is the intuitive ability of clear knowing. It's also called clear knowing, divine knowing, or drop-in insight. Hmm. Claircognizant information often comes in like a light bulb illuminating suddenly within your head or a sudden bright and clear idea. The purpose of intuitive gifts, including claircognizance, is to give us a greater understanding of love and life, which in turn changes the quality and experience of our lives. Specifically, this refers to the knowing of an event, occurrence, intention, or another facet of existence, even without any evidence to lead to that knowledge. Despite having no information about an event, claircognizant people can feel that they know a piece of information that they have yet to be presented with and are consistently proven correct by the outcome of the situation. Mm. So I thought that I would kind of talk about the signs of being claircognizant first. And then talk about some other stuff.
So,
signs that you're claircognizant. You tend to use phrases such as, I know, I don't know how, but I just know somehow. Intuition and gut feeling are heightened, get regular flashes of insights and inspiration. People that have natural claircognitive abilities are logical, enjoy thinking things out, and frequently get ideas that suddenly pop into their heads. Experience feelings of deja vu, like you've been here before or had a dream about this. There are some skills you pick up very quickly with little training or practice, like you've done these before. Your mind is full of ideas and possibilities. You have lots of sudden ideas you can't wait to share. You've experienced fast downloads of thought. You spend your time thinking a lot. You feel as though your mind works differently to other people's. Most of the time, you get a sudden stroke of insight and then a persistent low beat. You can also get an external confirmation. So like... You feel like I said, you feel like something's going to happen. It's immediate and sudden, and then it's nothing. And then the external confirmation is the thing that you thought would happen happens. Answers and solutions come easily to you, even without prior knowledge of the situation or subject matter.
I think I am.
So
all this is resonating with me pretty hardcore.
I found out that I have a family member that is.
Yeah.
And they are able to basically like, well, I have two. One of them is like when they meet people, it's almost like a little miniature movie plays in their mind that tells you like what their story is without them really telling you their story. So like they shake their hands and they can like see this like little bit like a flash of a movie.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That doesn't happen to me. So.
Yeah. And then
maybe I'm not.
The other one is very like she would say it's mother's intuition, but it's not. It goes way beyond that. And it's very just like if you go out and do this, I have a feeling that XYZ is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then it happens. And so it just was really interesting to me to find out that like I have family members who have this. And like I've always thought that I was an empath. But I finally asked one of my friends that is an empath and like sees auras and sees colors in people. I finally asked her, I was like, can you tell when other people are empaths? And she was like, uh-huh. And I was like, what about me? And she was like, yes, you're an empath. I've been waiting for you to ask me this. And I was like, how do you know? And she was like, a lot of the time I can tell when people, more often than not, I can tell if you're not an empath.
Yeah.
Which is like you don't, like certain colors don't vibrate from you. Mm-hmm. And she said that like for me I vibrate a lot of like purple and blue, and so like I don't see like the colors and all of that. I rather just like feel everything very deeply, very to my soul, and like when other people are going through pain, I very much pull that pain from them. Someone told me once like, oh shit, I like hugged someone and she was sobbing. And she was like, oh, fuck, you're one of those people. Mm. And I was like, what? What? And she was like, you're one of those people that when you hug someone, you take on like a certain percentage of their pain. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, does that not happen to everyone? And my friend Kami was like, no, that just happens to us. And you need to be really careful who you're touching, who you're hugging when they are going through a massive amount of pain, because... you don't want to overload your emotional system. Mm-hmm. And so like with claircognizance, I'm super jealous of that ability to like see little films in your head of people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I'd be able to know a lot quicker if I should fuck with people or not.
Yeah.
But instead, I got the empath side where I just feel everything for everyone.
Yeah. I would identify as an empath, mm-hmm. I believe. Actually, no, I know. I've had plenty of dreams, and I have deja mm-hmm. vu like every second mm-hmm. of every day. It happens at least once a day where yeah. I'm like, I've seen this before. This has already happened to me.
Yeah.
And so I feel like to an extent, but like I don't have little movies play out in my head when yeah. I meet people.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get a very good reading of them almost instantly.
Yeah.
And I think that probably has to do with, well, I know which, well, I tend to mirror people's personalities.
Yeah.
So then I will meet them with the same energy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably why a lot of people like me, because I am not really, but no, I mean, I can, that was my shoe.
Oh.
I can put on like, mm-hmm. and I essentially know what that person is going to need.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that qualifies or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I've also had dreams where, I mean, shit has come true.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
So who knows?
And that's what's funny is like, so.
And I've had dreams that are warnings too.
I was talking to my sister about all of this because she's gotten like very into like spirit guides and things like that. And I was telling her like, well, did I ever tell you about our grandmother visiting me before all of these hard times in my dreams? And she was like, holy shit, no, you never told me that. And I was like, ooh. Oh, sorry. And I like that shit. Like when I see my grandmother in a dream, if it's like vivid, I'll wake up and be like, something bad is happening today.
Like, yeah. Like,
the end.
Yeah.
And like, I was really mad about it for a long time because I'd be like, what? Can you just come to my dream and drink some tea with me and not let shit happen?
Yeah.
But then I like kind of got to a place where I was like, I mean, it's nice that she's like warning me and like mm-hmm. looking after me.
Yeah.
You know? So, but yeah, that is claircognizance. And
I like it.
Yeah, it's super interesting.
I would like to delve more into that, I think.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, and it's different from like clairvoyance and clairsentience.
Yeah, I can't form a sentence right now.
That's okay, buddy.
I don't know the difference between all, like, I mean, I have an idea, but I don't know the exact like difference between all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I wouldn't mind looking.
Well, I guess like clairsentience would be similar to empath because it says like, it translates loosely into clear feeling.
What's clairvoyant?
Clairvoyant is being able to see the future, I believe.
Oh, maybe I'm that.
Yeah. And so, let's see. Clear seeing, and it says psychic seeing. Yeah.
Maybe that's probably a little bit maybe what I am.
Mm-hmm. And then clairsentience, and then there's clairaudience.
Seeing in my family, too, like my grandmother and then her grandmother.
Yeah.
So, like, they've always said it skips a generation.
Yeah.
And so... I have been said, well, they always said, yeah, she's probably going to have something.
Yeah.
And so, I mean.
Well, and this says clairsentience. Oh, what topic are you doing?
Astral projection.
Oh, okay. I was making sure you weren't like, I wasn't like stepping on your toes with any of these. Clairsentience says, do you sense other people's motives, feelings, and next moves without even greeting or interacting with them directly? Do your loved ones see you as the person to go to when it comes to gut feelings? You tend to use the phrase, I feel or I sense that. You prefer to experience things, enjoy nature, animals, wildlife. You recharge with quiet time, sensitive to your environment, sensitive to energies around you, capable to experience and feel both inner and outer energy in a more intuitive way. You get goosebumps or tingles for no apparent reason. Mm. Some people call you an empath. You're very empathetic to your friends' emotions and energies. Large crowds and busy places can drain or overwhelm you. Pick up on the mood of others, their emotions and thoughts. You can sense people's intentions, easily relate to others and their situations. Moods and emotions can be sudden and sometimes for no apparent reason. You get gut feelings about situations, decisions, places, people, even about buildings and outside areas invisible to physical senses. People say you're too sensitive. Hi. You can't buy old stuff because you have the ability to feel or sense intuitive messages through physical touch or emotion. And you're scared of ghosts.
Yeah. Because you'll see them.
You're afraid of all of your friend Caitlin's dolls.
Yeah, I was like that. I just immediately thought of Annabelle. I was like,
yeah,
she's one that I was like, mm-hmm. I told you I came downstairs and she was on her side the other day.
No.
I was like, fuck. And so I don't know. There's something else was on the ground too. And I was like, I don't know if Kitty got up and knocked mm-hmm. something off. It's very rare though. She doesn't crawl on things. Mm-hmm. She doesn't climb. And so I was like, but regardless, I picked Annabelle up and was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And like,
oh my God.
It was very nice to her.
Yeah, I would be too. She's terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, but my other idea was that she's forgetting to like hide the fact that she's haunted and she's like becoming a little more comfortable and starting to move now. And I'm like,
Well, then it's time to get rid of her. That's what I just heard you say.
If you get rid of things, they tend to come back, especially if they're attached to you. So we'll see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're back. Astral projection is a term used in esotericism to describe an intentional out-of-body experience that assumes the existence of a soul or consciousness called the astral body that is separate from the physical body and capable of traveling outside it through the universe. I hadn't actually read a lot too much into it until today. Like, I mean, I know of astral projecting. I can lucid dream, and then I have dreams that are, or used to be able to. Sorry, it's my shoe again.
What's happening down there?
It's just, my boots are on the squeaky.
Oh, okay.
And I have dreams that are several layers deep. Mm-hmm. And so the like dream state is something I'm quite familiar with. I've not been able to lucid dream as of late. I also haven't been trying.
Yeah.
So maybe that's that. But with astral projecting, it's something I've always thought would be super cool, but it's also fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Because like you're separating your soul mm-hmm. essentially from your body and traveling outside it in this like plane that exists. And it's like a multi-level plane essentially that could like, so you were mentioning vibrations mm-hmm. earlier. Vibration and like this vibration stage is like a huge part of astral projecting.
Yeah.
So there's like a sense before you're like, essentially your soul is like ripped out of your fucking body.
Cool.
Your whole body will like begin to vibrate. Now that's not
soothing.
It is not a requirement, but it
sounds
is
like a seizure.
A very common thing that happens with it. Mm-hmm. And then it's often accompanied with like a very loud, like almost jet engine sound. Mm-hmm. And then you'll separate.
Yeah.
Your mind and body. But so the astral plane is made up of several different layers, and then there are like lower vibrations, and it's like those are the different tiers and stuff. But the lower vibrations are like essentially what's associated with like hell and like mm-hmm. demons and essentially just not good spirits.
Yeah.
And there's issues with people, and then, you know, as you get higher. Yeah. But mm-hmm. all these different, it was like they described it as like levels of a hotel. And, like, mm-hmm. you could, like, essentially just go pick around. And then it's filled with other people, filled with different things, different vibrations. And
yeah.
you go and you interact. And you can really go wherever you want. There's an idea that I've read, well, that I saw mentioned a few times today, but not, like, a lot. But there's also this book that I read in, like, high school or something in which these girls, they essentially would astral project.
Mm-hmm.
And she, at one point, if she flew too far, there's like point of no return.
Yeah.
Like your soul is like then lost
yeah.
from your body and you die.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see that mentioned one point today, but then there are other things that are like, you can literally travel the whole world. You can go into other universes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, so which is it? I don't know. Maybe there's just like a sense of like, maybe you just stayed too long
yeah,
or something. And it's like, it's like almost like in a comatose kind of state or something. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I wonder if the soul like in a coma will like astral project like almost automatically.
I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I mean, I would think that there has to be some intent behind it.
Actually, no. So for most people, you do have to try
mm-hmm.
and you have to practice and practice and practice. But a lot of the times it can happen accidentally.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be someone who's a little bit more prone to it.
Yeah.
And more skilled. Like you have essentially the skill set and mm-hmm. just within you already to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're like, you're able to relax your mind so much or like essentially, I feel like it means your mind's just super fucking powerful.
Yeah.
But I took a few screenshots of like some sort of, I went to the astral projection subreddit because there is
great.
One. And there's a few different things.
You okay?
I think. Anyways, so here's just some different things that I kind of explain a little bit more about what it is and says, and like kind of some tips mm-hmm. that you can do. It says meditation helps. It's not mandatory. Meditation, though, can give you focus and a certain state of mind about like and how you can benefit from astral projection.
Mm-hmm.
It says vibrations are a common but also not mandatory. Fuck. And it says not even everyone has them. Sleep paralysis is the same story. It's common, a possibility,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the times sleep paralysis is what comes from attempting astral projection.
Yeah,
which is terrifying. It says astral projection in itself is not necessarily dangerous, but you do have to be mindful of what you do because you can encounter unpleasant things. It says essentially don't give in to fear. Like if you let fear in, fear will rule your entire experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a mind game. It says, you can compare the astral with the deep ocean. There are lower, darker parts where the low vibration entities reside. And then there are higher, lighter parts where the higher vibration entities reside, as I said earlier. And pretty much it's like, there's no question. Like, you will know once you've done it. Because they're like, it's like fucking life-changing.
Yeah.
So there's no question. But a lot of times people will project slightly and like watch their body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the room and then snap back without like the ability to really go somewhere else. That does happen often. This one says lucid dreaming is sticking your head out the window and having a look around. Astral projection is breaking the entire wall down and flying off into space. And it says they are not the same. So it's this part says like, I've actually already told you all that. So cool. Great. Good for me for remembering. But this was a thread that says, is astral projection dangerous and how to avoid a bad situation? And so it says, as a synopsis, lots of people report negative sleep paralysis, experience gremlins and shadow people. If you do astral project or out of body experiences a lot, you may find yourself in some type of negative situation eventually.
Mm-hmm.
This person says it rarely happens to me, but there's been a couple of incidences and one happened, I guess, last night. When they were writing this. Anyways, essentially it's a mind game. And if you just keep up and like think of essentially happy stuff and like keep your mind elevated and stuff like that, it does help you. But there are some times where, if for some reason you're going in with a fearful or chaotic mindset without like really noticing, like, I mean, you know, because your subconscious mind can do lots of things.
Yeah.
And so if that is the case where you're like, I'm really trying, but there's something underlying, it could invoke a negative experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it says you have to be mindful of not only your mood, but like who you're hanging around astrally and like what levels of vibrations you're with. This one though was this person on the subreddit and wasn't sure if this was a dream or if it was an actual out-of-body experience, but they listed it there. It is a negative one, so I thought it would be kind of interesting to read. It says, the dream started out in pitch black. I heard chains dragging on the ground and a voice in the distance chanting, a deep, deep voice that sounded like pure evil. As I listen, the voice...
Is it bad that my first thought was Jacob Marley from Christmas Carol?
He's just there knocking with the little chains. A deep voice that sounded like pure evil. As I listened, the voice came closer, but I had the sense that this demon was chained up somehow so that it couldn't come all the way up to me. It told me things about my mother and bad things that might happen to her. I protested, but the entity kept taunting me and saying that my mom would get hurt and that I couldn't save her. This was the point at which I astral projected. I think it was sheer power of will and adrenaline that spirited me back to my home. She says, they say, I saw my body about 10 feet in front of me. I was floating behind myself, anchored to my body as I sleepwalked to my mom's room, actually sleepwalking in real life, and where I eventually woke up saying, Mom, Mom. The middle of the dream consisted of all the bad, sad experiences I had at school set up as some kind of riddles to solve. I don't remember any details at the moment since it's been almost 20 years since this happened. At the end of the dream, I was spirited back into the darkness to reckon with the dark entity. That's when I woke up in my mom's room saying Mom over and over until I realized I was awake. It goes on to say that my mom was abusive and she had a troubled existence. I have a strange bond with her and I sense that the entity wanted to test me to see if I was weak-minded. I think the entity may be attached to my mom somehow. And then they go on to say, thank you for reading. And they were like, I'm not sure. They said, I have no interest in attempting to astral project ever again.
Yeah.
Because of this experience. But I do enjoy reading about the stuff that like other people experience.
Yeah.
So that one's kind of odd because it's like, well, was that person astral projecting the whole time?
Yeah.
Or were they... did they start in that dream state and then were sent from their body? Like, I don't know. It's strange that it went through all like the negative events in their life. It's like almost like their life was flashing before their eyes or something. But
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty interesting. Regardless, I mean, with anything, just go to Reddit if you want to find out. I'm pretty sure Reddit like rules the world.
Yeah, right now I mean, they're definitely ruling it all right now. So much so that I bought a stock in Nokia. One single $7 stock.
Hey, I made that money.
Yep.
But there are so many different links and videos on how to practice astral projecting.
Yeah.
If that is something that you are interested in attempting, I will say just, you know, with anything, especially in the supernatural realm, be incredibly careful and cautious and aware of your own mental state.
Yeah.
I would say if you're struggling with any sort of mental health issues, especially like something dark and like depression, I would not.
Yeah. Just avoid it.
Probably would not try it right now. So, but yeah, you literally just go to Reddit and type in astral projection and there's an entire community.
Yeah.
Exists and there's pinned articles and stuff like that when it's pretty much like this like whole, it's like the Bible of astral projecting with links to everything. So
that's
pretty cool.
So I found out a lot about my family that apparently there's like a lot going on there, because apparently I also have a family member who can, I don't know if it's astral projecting or just has out of body experiences, because they would say like that she would be in one room. And then someone else would be like, no, you were just in the living room. And she'd be like, no, I was taking a nap. Like, I was asleep. And it was just like, that's just so crazy to me that they'd be like, I just saw you.
Well, I was listening to something about stigmata the other day.
The only thing I can ever think of when I hear the phrase stigmata is bleeding out of the eyes. Don't know why. Just the thing I think about.
Yeah, because I feel like most of the time it's bleeding like where Christ is. And but one of like the things that's essentially is like a double person.
Yeah.
Where they are seen very clearly seen in one place and then clearly seen in another at the same time.
Yeah.
And they might not even be aware that they're doing it. So that's interesting that the whole like aura in person. Or you got a doppelganger, which is terrifying.
Well, it wasn't a doppelganger, I don't think. Because they would just
being
like
weird and
no, like, not being weird, just being herself. There was no creepiness behind it. They were just like, no, you were in the kitchen. Let's talk. I had a full conversation with you.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Yeah, that it seems. I mean, I would feel like that has to be some sort of astral projecting.
Yeah.
If anyone has any ideas to what that is, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, I know.
So terrifying.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, if you got any stories about astral projection, if you've tried it and you were successful and you had a great story, like, I mean, we don't only have to focus on the negative, so we can hear about how you like flew over the ocean and shit.
It's all the capabilities of humans is very interesting, because you know, like, I grew up thinking like these things aren't real, superpowers aren't real, and now like
they are.
I'm like, oh shit,
people can actually do this stuff.
Yeah
Yep. So if you've got any stories about that, or if you are clairvoyant or claircognizant or
clairsentient, if your first name's Claire.
If your name is Claire, yes, please write
in. Up.
We would like to know all the different kinds of Claires.
Yeah.
E-Claire. I hate myself.
Claire Danes. we are in the Rogue Media Network Studios.
As always, lovely, lovely. This is our last time in this specific
building.
It will make literally no difference to y'all.
Yeah.
But
all the difference in the world to us.
Yeah. It'll be weird to be out of our little home for the past year or whatever.
We do have some patrons we need to thank.
We do, yeah.
First, I'm going to do a weird hiccup thing and then burp. We have Brian and Amanda.
Yes, we also have Brandon.
And we have Jeffrey.
And Shelby.
So thank you guys for your continued support.
Yes, we love y'all.
If you would like to support us by pledging on our Patreon, you can do that at patreon.com/whatsyourexcusepodcast.
That's right.
You can also reach out to us on Instagram.
Yes, and that is What's Your Excuse Podcast. And that's with no spaces, no apostrophes, none of that shit.
You can message us on Facebook.
And that is What's Your Excuse podcast with spaces and apostrophes because there.
We're not animals.
That's right.
And you can also shoot us an email with all of your fun stories. Yes. Anything. It doesn't have to be about these topics that we're discussing today. It can be from anything.
Yeah, I just want to know your ghost stories.
Yeah.
And tell us, please.
That is
What's Your Excuse podcast at gmail.com.
So all thank you guys. That's sorry. Yes. All one thing. You know, you guys know how emails work. If you don't, then how the fuck do you know how a podcast works?
You're stupid.
So
fucking idiot.
Don't forget to support us on Patreon.
You can also find us on multiple platforms. You can find us on Apple Podcasts.
On Spotify.
And Stitcher.
And Pandora.
And also Google Play. Or something like that.
Yes.
And Google Play. Wherever you choose to listen, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is how we stay or become relevant.
That's how we stay at that number 36 in the UK improv charts.
Exactly. Whatever that means. So, yeah, if you rate, review, and subscribe, that is the way to do it. And that honestly is a very easy and free way to support us.
Yeah.
Really great. So, anyways.
So, thanks for enjoying the short episode.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, Caitlin's gonna go vom.
Yeah.
So, bye.
Bye.